I call to order the Gladstone City Council meeting for November 8th, 2022 at 6:30 PM. Good evening, everybody. The City of Gladstone is abiding by guidelines set forth in House Bill 2560, which requires we make all meetings accessible remotely through technological means and provide the opportunity for the general public to participate to the best of our ability. Therefore, this meeting will be open to the public both in person and virtually using the Zoom platform. The council members and staff will be in person in our council chambers, as well as those citizens that wish to attend in person. The Zoom access instructions can be found on the meeting agenda. Public comment requests were accepted prior to noon today and were to include your topic and phone number. Because this is a hybrid meeting, please be patient if I run into any glitches. In order to keep this meeting moving forward, if folks become disruptive, we will mute the microphones and remove them from the meeting. If that fails to stop the disruption, we will recess the meeting and return within 5 minutes. If we are unable to continue, council will briefly meet to move unfinished business to the next council agenda. We're going to start with the consent agenda, which includes approval of the October 11th, 2022 regular meeting minutes, approval of the September bank balances, budget report for periods ending September 30th, 2022, approval of the September check register, legal costs on projects, department head monthly reports for October 2022, and approval of an agreement for city prosecutor services between the cities of Gladstone and Molalla. Our regular meeting agenda includes item 8, which is Clackamas Fire District number 1 update, item 9, which is banking services contract for the city of Gladstone. Item 10 is Ordinance 1516, amending the Gladstone Municipal Code, also referred to as the GMC, Chapter 5.04, Business Licenses. Kaylee, could you please call the roll?
Councilor Ripley?
Yes.
Councilor Alexander? Councilor Tracy?
Here.
Councilor Hartman?
Here.
Councilor Todd?
Here.
Councilor Garlington?
Here.
Mayor Stemple?
Here. Could everyone please stand for the flag salute? Thank you. Are there any agenda additions or corrections?
I have nothing, Mayor. Thank you.
Mayor, I do. I'd like to motion to remove the executive session from the agenda.
All righty. Remove. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
All right. Do we have any discussion on that one? Do we want to move it to another date or what would you like to do?
I think we have enough information that's already been gathered. I don't want to have one at all.
Thank you. All right. Haley, could you do a roll call vote, please?
Councilor Ripley?
Sure.
Question.
Councilor Alexander? Councilor Tracy?
Aye.
Councilor Hartman?
Aye.
Councilor Todd?
Aye.
Councilor Garlington?
No.
Mayor Stemple?
Yes. So the executive session has been removed. All right. Do we have any questions or concerns on the consent agenda? I don't see any. Could someone make a motion, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion was made by Councilor Hartman and seconded by Councilor Tracy to approve the consent agenda. Any further discussion? Could you do a roll call vote, please?
Councilor Ripley?
Yes.
Councilor Alexander? Councilor Tracy?
Aye.
Councilor Hartman?
Aye.
Councilor Todd?
Yes.
Councilor Garlington?
Yes.
Mayor Stemple?
Yes. Consent agenda has passed. Do we have any correspondence?
I have nothing. Thank you.
All right. So before we start, I would like to state a couple things. First, for those folks that would like to speak, the deadline to accept comments was noon today. And as a reminder, we allow 3 minutes for public comment. Second, as I do before every meeting, I would like to say a few words regarding the City Council. The most important limitation we have sitting here is that we are representing the citizens of Gladstone, not our own personal agendas and beliefs. There have been many times when a decision being made doesn't align with what we would like personally, but have made a decision based on what is best for the city as a whole. That doesn't mean our personal beliefs have changed, just that the city's needs were more important. As we discuss and consider matters, there are laws and rules we have to use as the basis of our decision. These start at the federal and state level, then they filter down to our city's comprehensive plan, city charter, codes, and ordinances. We do not have the luxury of randomly making decisions, but instead have to be consistent and take a path that is defensible. All right, first is item number 8, which is report from Clackamas Fire District number 1.
Good evening, Council. Pleasure to be here. Tonight we have Engine 322, who was not on a call tonight. Lieutenant Matt Graham's going to lead off with kind of the local scene.
Hi, thanks for having me. For the month of October, I don't know if you can hear me, we ran about 206 calls on Engine 322, 102 of those being in the city of Gladstone. We've also been a part of several building fires over the month of October, one just being yesterday off of River Road. A little bit of a remodel update. I actually just got the word today that there could be a possibility that we could be moving into the station by the end of the week. Countertops just got put in. There was people working up until we came to this meeting today. So everyone's working really hard to get that done. We had a very successful Halloween event on October 31st. I was personally a part of it, and I was really happy and very surprised to see how many people turned out. And it's a real honor to be part of this community. A lot of fun kids, parents, we gave out candy. It was a great event. We had a great time. Unfortunately, we got interrupted in the middle of it with a 2-alarm commercial fire. We had to split out pretty fast, but no, it was awesome to be a part of. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Matt. Just to touch on the remodel piece. So we are getting really close. I was talking with Chief Huffman previously this evening, and we're close. They're trying to schedule a couple things for acceptance testing and some instructional pieces for us, but it looks like it's getting buttoned up here shortly, which is fantastic news. Wanted to touch on just a couple other things from the month. So last month, I believe it was Councilor Garlington asked about school visits. And so I went back and I looked at what we did last month. Last month, we conducted 35 public education outreach activities, 22 of which were school focused. So visiting any number of schools from Head Start programs to middle schools to do hands-only CPR. And this month, November 17th and 18th, our public educator will be out at Rex Putnam conducting hands-only CPR training. Also, district-wide, it was noted in your packet, but we are in a process of conducting a feasibility study, or we've done the study with the city of Sandy to see what our services have been and how they could be more effective or equally effective. So we're working through that process with them. That study is available on our website and theirs. And then also I noted in the fire chief's report this month that Clackamas Fire is going out and having a conversation with our community about our service levels and about what the community wants to fund. So we're engaging the community over 3 different outreach programs or town halls, as well as having some opportunity for some online contributions. One's tomorrow and the next is the 16th. This levy does not affect your contract. Your service levels are set for that period of the contract, but you may hear about it. You may have people who want to hear more about our services. So those are available. And certainly more information is on our website. Those are probably the high pieces for us this month. I know you folks have a busy evening, so we'll keep it short, but happy to answer any questions.
Does anybody have any questions? Nope, I don't see any. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
I bet you were surprised at how many people showed up in the pouring down rain on Halloween. That was crazy. Never would have thought that. All right, next is item number 9, which is to consider approval of a banking services contract with U.S. Bank for the city of Gladstone. Steph.
Thank you. Good evening, Mayor and City Council. You will notice that the bulk of your packet tonight includes a proposal from U.S. Bank. And government banking is a lot different than personal banking. You just don't go to a bank and say, I want to open a checking account, and they give you some checks and a register and you're on your way. For the past year, our finance consultant has worked tediously to put together a proposal that has went out onto the market. And in your packet, you have a staff report. And for the public, I'm going to have Kathy go through the staff report on how we're coming to our recommendation tonight for approval of banking services.
All right, thank you. Kathy.
Thank you. Well, as you know, one component of sound fiscal policy is solicitation of banking services on a periodic basis. The city has been with U.S. Bank for many years, since actually 1978.
Wow.
So it really was a timely thing to do. So a request for proposal was sent out and issued on August 24th of this year. The RFP was advertised as needed in Daily Journal of Commerce, along with Oregon Buys, and then on the city website also. The city did not receive any inquiries or questions prior to the due date of September 19th. And as of the closing date, U.S. Bank was the only responding bank to our request for services. U.S. Bank provided a real thorough response, though, and they included some strong improvements to our existing services, such as an increase in our earnings rate from 0.16 to 0.85, which affects our monthly service charges, reduces those significantly. A $3,500 loyalty bonus for implementation of services and equipment or to offset fees. And then along with another $1,500 new service bonus for some other additional services that I'd like to see incorporated into our treasury management. So the city will have a dedicated government banker to provide assistance in some of the more complicated treasury management needs, along with a full service branch located within 3 miles of City Hall. U.S. Bank is on the list of approved depositories within the state of Oregon, as is required for businesses with local government. The proposal and response, as Jackie referenced, were included in your packet tonight. And staff recommends approving the renewal of the U.S. Bank contract for an initial period of 5 years with an optional renewal of 2 additional terms, first for 5 years and second for 2 years, to commence on January 1, 2023. It will provide improvements while maintaining consistency within the finance office, and it will tremendously enhance our treasury management services. Are there any questions?
Thank you. Councillor Ripley, any questions?
I have no questions.
Councillor Tracy?
None for me.
Councillor Hartman?
I think the only question is I'm just curious if you could elaborate why U.S. Bank was the only one to respond.
Well, being with an RFP, we really can't approach the banks prior to receiving their responses. And when there were no questions whatsoever from any of the local banks as far as what our services are, our RFP was pretty complete. They knew exactly what our daily depository needs, all of those types of details mm-hmm. were. Why they did not approach us, I really am not sure. Right? Yeah. And at this point in the process, it's we go through with this one or we go back out for, another RFP.
Yeah. I was just curious. But thank you.
I am too. Tell you the truth.
Thank you.
Councillor Todd.
That was my question as well. So
Councillor Garlington.
My question was just that I wondered how many other cities use U.S. Bank?
Oh, many.
Okay.
Many. There is no doubt that U.S. Yeah. Bank and Bank of America, those are probably two of the largest because of the extensive governmental services that they offer. And it's very integrated into the whole process.
All right. Well, thank you for doing this.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right. Any other questions? I would entertain a motion to approve the contract with U.S. Bank for City Bank services.
I make a motion that we
so moved.
Okay.
I'm trying to figure out where we read this.
I know. I'll second that.
All right. Motion was made by Councillor Garlington and seconded by Councillor Todd. And it's to approve the U.S. Bank contract for general banking services for a period of 5 years with the option of renewal of 2 additional terms, first for 5 years and the second for 2 years, to commence on as of January 1st, 2023. All right. Any other questions or concerns? Could you do a roll call vote, please, Haley?
Councillor Ripley?
Yes.
Councillor Tracy?
Aye.
Councillor Hartman?
Aye.
Councillor Todd?
Yes.
Councillor Garlington?
Yes.
Mayor Stemple?
Yes. Thank you. So we're still with U.S. Bank. Next is item number 10, to consider approval of Ordinance 1516, amending the Gladstone Municipal Code, also referred to as the GMC, Chapter 5.04, Business Licenses. Staff.
Thank you, Mayor, City Council. As you recall, just a couple of weeks ago, we held a work session regarding this topic. And in your packet is a clean version and a red line version of the proposed changes. I'm going to have our city attorney, Chad Jacobs, walk through really what the three categories were that we focused off for these proposed amendments. And then also, I believe we captured comments from the work session into the staff report.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Chad Jacobs from the City Attorney's Office. As Jackie mentioned, this is the ordinance that we discussed at your work session a few weeks ago. As we discussed a few weeks ago, historically, the city's business license ordinance was used for revenue generating purposes and information gathering purposes. One of the issues that staff has realized over the last couple of years is that having a regulatory purpose behind the business license ordinance would also be extremely helpful. So the primary change that this ordinance does is it adds a little bit more teeth to the ordinance and in essence provides another tool in the toolbox for city staff to be able to enforce city codes, also using the business license ordinance as a tool. In addition to making the ordinance more regulatory in nature, it also provides some clarification, specifically and most importantly to the fact that long-term and short-term rental units are considered businesses subject to the business license ordinance. And finally, it has some housekeeping cleanup provisions in the ordinance as well. I also want to point out that pursuant to your work session a few weeks ago, we did go back and we fixed or amended the language related to various areas that we discussed, including clarifying the nonprofit language, as well as those businesses that are preempted from having to comply with our local business license, excuse me, by state or federal law. And then finally, we clarified the language about businesses for individuals who are 18 years or younger. That's pretty much everything in a nutshell. It's really not much different from what we discussed at the work session, but I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
All right. Councilor Ripley, any questions?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Councilor Tracy.
No questions. No
Councilor Hartman.
No questions. Thank you.
Councilor Todd.
No questions.
Councilor Garlington.
No questions.
And I don't have any questions either. So do we have anything else from staff to add to this?
I just would like to acknowledge Tammy Bannock, Haley Kratz, Sean Boyle for the work this last year that they have put into amending this and bring it before you tonight. Otherwise, I think if we have a first reading of the ordinance, that's the next step in the process.
All right. Well, then I would entertain a motion to approve the ordinance as the first reading.
I will make a motion to approve Ordinance 1516 and Ordinance Amending Gladstone Municipal Code Chapter 5.04 Business Licenses.
I'll second.
Motion was made by Councillor Garlington and seconded by Councillor Hartman. Do we have any further discussion?
I did want to say that I have a potential conflict of interest, but I don't think it'll affect me at all.
Okay. All right. No questions?
If I could just interject, Councilor Todd, yes. You need to declare what the nature of the potential conflict of interest
is. I have a short-term rental in Gladstone, and I also have 3 business licenses in Gladstone. You're welcome.
Thank you.
All right. Do we have any other questions or concerns? I don't see anything. Could you do a roll call vote, please?
Councilor Ripley?
Yes.
Councilor Tracy?
Aye.
Councilor Hartman?
Aye.
Councilor Todd?
Yes.
Councilor Garlington?
Yes.
Mayor Stemple?
Yes. So the first reading to approve Ordinance 1516 was unanimous, and this is an ordinance amending Gladstone Municipal Code Chapter 5.04, Business Licenses. So now we go into the second reading since it was unanimous. Do we have any further discussion or comments from staff?
Nothing further.
Any questions? Would someone make a second motion, please?
I'll make a motion to approve Ordinance 1516 and Ordinance Amending Gladstone Municipal Code Chapter 5.04, Business Licenses.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Motion was made by Councillor Hartman and seconded by Councillor Garlington. Do we have any further discussion? Nothing. Could you do a roll call vote, please?
Councillor Ripley?
Yes.
Councillor Tracy?
Aye.
Councillor Hartman?
Aye.
Councillor Todd?
Yes.
Councillor Garlington?
Yes.
Mayor Stemple?
Yes. So we've approved ordinance 1516, amending Gladstone Municipal Code Chapter 5.04, business licenses. Awesome. Thank you. Next is business from the audience. Each person has 3 minutes to speak. Our governing body takes the input of our citizens into consideration. However, in order to comply with Oregon public meeting laws, this isn't a time for dialogue, but instead a time for us to listen. Our city administrator and clerk are taking notes in case an item requires further action. Call them up, please.
Matt Sanchez.
Yes.
Hi, my name is Matt Sanchez. I'm a new resident to Gladstone, Oregon. I am a certified arborist. Upon moving here, fall was approaching and I wanted to plant street trees in front of my house. There's a big open blank space, about 8 feet wide, could fit really nice trees in there. So I went to approach Public Works Department to just check in and see what needed to be done to get a street tree planting permit. Upon a response, I was told that to install a street tree in the city of Gladstone, there's a $235 fee, including setting up a traffic control plan. I thought that was a bit outrageous. So I inquired more and didn't really find much information as to what the $235 was helping out with. I assume was to fix things and improve the city in other ways. I was also told that the city doesn't outwardly discourage planting, but wanted to inform me that trees ultimately damage streets and sidewalks that cost money. Upon research of the city surrounding Gladstone, I reached out to Milwaukee, Oregon City, Lake Oswego, and Portland. I confirmed that there is no charge whatsoever to install a street tree. The charge to plant a street tree is discouraging to anyone interested in improving their neighborhood. Generally speaking, a standard 1.5-inch caliper street tree, which is a standard tree about 6 to 7 feet tall, costs wholesale about $130. And in a retail market, you can find something around $90 to $150. In total, that's around $300 to plant a new tree with the permit and the tree, maybe 1 to 3, depending on how much space you have. Trees provide enormous benefits to communities, including stormwater capturing, traffic softening, wildlife habitat, and shade, not to mention increasing property value. Considering that our region has been impacted by excessive heat and will likely continue to be impacted by excessive heat, street trees are great things to cool homes down. Issues associated with planting can simply be resolved by providing the community with practical stewardship guide for new planting, including a master list of practical trees for planting, strip size and power lines, et cetera. Additionally, there's opportunity to partner with groups such as Friends of Trees and even find ways that Gladstone can help provide trees for lower income groups. As the previous chair of the City of Corvallis' Civic Beautification and Urban Forestry Commission, I designed a neighborhood tree stewardship guide. If given the right support and resources, I'd be happy to volunteer my time to increase urban forestry canopy in Gladstone and build a healthier future. I would very much like to find a way. Thank you.
You're going to stick around for a little while, right?
Of course.
Okay. Next.
Lisa Holcomb.
Lisa Holcomb, Gladstone, Oregon. All right, so I'm here to speak about last month's city council meeting and the statements that were made. So I'm just going to do a little recap in case people haven't been following along for like the last couple of months. On August 24th, Happy Rock had a drag queen bingo. We were surrounded by and verbally assaulted by Proud Boys. 1 week later, my van was keyed and my tires were slashed. Beginning of September, the police log came out and omitted the bias incident. September 13th, I spoke in front of the council about bingo tires, lack of bias incident being reported. September 19th, an article about the Proud Boys in Gladstone and the mayor's sister was published in the Oregonian. And then September 20th, the Gladstone police log was amended to include that it was in fact a bias incident. Then at last month's city council meeting, Councilor Greg Alexander was introduced as a liaison to the police department and said he had to read a statement from the police chief and staff, which he then declared there was no bias incident a full 3 weeks after the police log had already been amended. The next day I did a records request and asked to get an official copy of the police statement. So I guess I'm just gonna do this in the form of questions. Who wrote the statement that Greg wrote, who read the statement that Greg read last week? Does the statement reflect the actual views of the police department? Did Greg Alexander have permission to make this statement on behalf of the police department? And has the police department issued a clarification that this was not in fact their statement? Thank you.
Nicole Osmos.
Hi, Nicole Osmos. I am a former resident and small business owner in Gladstone and now reside in Milwaukee. I'd like to address the presence of and continued harassment by a hate group in the city, one that has infiltrated its government at the highest level, where there are officials making excuses for the behavior and intimidation tactics of said group. Mayor Stemple, you told the Oregonian that Gladstone citizens being harassed by members of a hate group does not concern you. Why? Why does this not concern you? It should concern everyone, especially you, with a responsibility to all the citizens of Gladstone, not just the ones you like, the ones whose politics you agree with, the ones you have business entanglements with. Not speaking out about this is a dereliction of your duties. Last month, Councillor Alexander mentioned that both sides have been causing problems when he addressed the audience. There is no both sides. There is a hate group, and then there is everyone else. Perhaps he fears being marginalized in the same way that he has attempted to marginalize others. But we clearly see the excuses being made for hate speech, bias incidents, harassments, and the presence of a hate group in the city. And more people are learning what's happening here every day. History does not and will not reflect kindly on corruption, bias, and white supremacy. Perhaps consider leaving a legacy of inclusive leadership instead of cartoon villain style amorality and hostility. Thank you.
Thank you. Is that it? All right. Next is business from the council, and I'll start with Councilor Ripley.
I really don't have anything. I probably my only comment would be keeping our street, the leaves away from our curbs, since we are going into that time of year. I noticed walking home from work, I think yesterday, one of the neighbors had a nice little 6-inch area cleaned all the way around their yard. So that's all I got.
All right, Councilor Tracy.
I'd like us to come up with some clarifications for Citizen Halcom. I don't believe that there was an authorization to read a statement from the police department by the counselor. Shoving this aside or deflection is not going to do us any good. So it's probably time for us to do the mea culpas and talk all along. Chief, I know that that's probably not a statement you endorsed from the dais last meeting. So let's go ahead and clear the air on this if we can. I think that our citizens deserve it. I think our police officers deserve it as well. It protects them as well. If this is not the attitude nor the ethos of this department, we need to be clear about that. And I know through my conversations with you that I don't think that is the ethos of this department. I do believe that Citizen Halcom deserves to have this cleared and the transparency that we should be showing as a city. And I don't believe that Councilor Alexander was authorized to make a statement. So if we could get on top of this, that'd be great. I think it would make our citizens feel a lot more comfortable going forward. And I want our citizens to trust the police department, because at the end of the day, I don't care what stripe you're wearing politically. We rely on your department and your officers and their goodwill and their strong ethics and values. And I think that's getting lost in this community. And I hate to see this department have any kind of a black mark on it because we're not being transparent about our actions and what's going on and how we're managing these types of issues. So I do appreciate it, Chief, and I think that is something we need to get on top of sooner than later. Thank you.
Councilor Hartman.
I have no comments. Thank you.
Councilor Todd.
My only comment is I want to thank everybody for coming
This, as everyone up here knows, is my last regular city council meeting. I will not be here next month. It's been a pleasure serving you for 4 years. So thank you.
Councillor Garlington.
Thank you. I just have a couple of things. The high school play winter break begins November 10th and ends November 11th. So if you don't have your tickets, you can get in line and go down and see it at the high school this weekend. The Nature Park will not be doing November or December park cleanup days, but the Webster Road replant at the Nature Park October 30th was a huge success. We welcomed 8 high school Key Club members and 15 other volunteers, making our fall replant a huge success. We would also like to thank Mother Nature for the water this week. I wanted to share a really easy food drive for everybody for the holiday season. And if you take all your canned goods out of the cupboard, discard all those that have expired dates and ask your kids maybe to help. Donate all you can to a local food bank and refresh your pantry the next weekend. We have a lot of people in this community in need, and I would just like to ask everyone to extend themselves, if they can, just that little bit further to help that person that you may not know just needs an extra can of food or two a week. And I think it's important that we see that with our citizens. Friday, November 11th is Veterans Day, and our family is a proud military family. We are thankful to those who have served and their families. We call a lot of them friends. To our daughter, who has been active duty since 2001, we are grateful to you and all of your fellow mates. I know she's watching, and all the other families who sacrifice a lot to serve. To those on this council, including Councillor Tracy and Councillor Alexander, thank you for your service. And to all those who have served our family, thanks you. Last but not least, I want to wish everyone a very happy Thanksgiving holiday and a very safe one. Thank you.
All right. As usual, the food pantry is open from 3 to 5:30 on Thursdays at the Hillside Christian Fellowship Church off Glen Echo. We're in the back portable building. Currently, as always, we need volunteers as well as food donations, and we'll take anything that anybody can give, especially your time. If you'd like to volunteer, just send me an email and I'll connect you with Alex, who's our director. The prep crew is there on Wednesdays from 2 to 3:30. So that's the best time to drop off donations if you'd like. And last Thursday, we served 144 families and individuals. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. There's so many more that need our help. The Parks and Rec Board does not have a meeting this month. Is that correct, Jackie? Yeah, no meeting
this month. That is correct.
The Clackamas County Coordinating Committee, also referred to as C4, is tackling the I-205 tolling issue, as well as the land swap Metro is suggesting. You're probably going to hear more about that, where Clackamas County, they want us to give up some developable land so that Tigard can expand their urban growth boundary. So we will be talking about that quite a bit over the next couple of months. Our next meetings are November 22nd, which is a city council work session, 5:30 here at City Hall. And December 13th is our city council regular meeting, 6:30 here in person at City Hall. So that's all I have. I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a motion we adjourn this meeting.
I'll second.
Motion was made by Councillor Garlington and seconded by Councillor Hartman to adjourn. Any discussion? Nope. Could you take a roll call vote, please?
Councillor Ripley?
Yes.
Councillor Tracy?
Aye.
Councillor Hartman?
Aye.
Councillor Todd?
Yes.
Councillor Garlington?
I have one more thing. I'm sorry. The executive session that got canceled that we're not going to have tonight, are we moving that to the other executive session
we'll
night?
We'll have to add it to an agenda. Yeah, we're going to have to add it. So we'll talk about it.
To the November 17th.
I don't believe that's what we agreed to.
We just completely agreed to remove it all.
So we'll have it on an agenda item. It'll be put on.
So we agreed to remove, to not have the meeting at all, or to remove the meeting from tonight's agenda?
It's removed from tonight's agenda.
Thank you.
And put it on probably the next agenda, because we have to discuss it and we have to make a motion.
Chad, inside. Could you let me know what I said?
Hi, Council. Chad Jacobs from the City Attorney's Office. As I understood the motion was to not hold the executive session at all, not to just remove it from tonight's meeting.
So we will have this added to the next regular agenda.
That's not what he said.
No.
We're not going to have it at all, is what.
Well, we have to decide on the contract. I mean, we have to have a discussion. We have to talk about it.
We won't hold an executive session to discuss it, right. But we'll bring a contract forward to you at
at the next regular meeting. Yes.
That's how I understood. Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yes.
I guess I just want a consensus that everybody up here understood that we were canceling it completely and not just from tonight's meeting. Because I understood that we were going to have a discussion about it. And now I feel like that's just been, never mind.
We can discuss it when we bring it up at the December meeting.
It will be public.
It will be public.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be a public meeting.
Thank you. Then yes, I'm all ready to go home.
All right.
Mayor Stemple?
Yes. Meeting is adjourned at 7:05 p.m.